We talked about him last week as kind of been your guy at running back, tailback, hasn't he?
Yeah, we moved him down to fullback actually this week so we could put Sawyer at tight end, get a little more physicality up front. And he Grady made a really good adjustment, and luckily Cambridge flowed on toss a lot, so our trap play worked really well. Grady had three or four pretty good sized plays to put us in good field position.
And we always say that, you know, kids are still learning. No quite. Got a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores getting the playing time, whether it be skill positions or up front. Those guys, you said, getting better and learning much more each and every game they play, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. There's not a lot of 2-4 teams out there that are still showing up and working hard as these guys are every week, I don't think. I think our confidence is still there going into a good game with Hitchcock County. I think our kids truly believe that we can go down there and win, and hopefully they prepare like that all week. We started off with a pretty good day yesterday. So,
yeah, Hitchcock County, I'm sure you've got some film on this team with Coach Rath and what they are doing, and a team, no question, they're tough to beat on their home field, aren't they?
They're just tough to beat. They're always disciplined, and they always play hard. It doesn't matter how big, how strong, how fast they are. They're gonna come at you the same way every single game, no matter what.
Hopefully a good week of practice so far. Everybody's okay. Not a lot of kids beat up, but just, you know, typical bumps and bruises, stuff like that. Everybody's is still A-okay after last week?
Yep, everybody that played last week is good to go this week. So it's nice to have Cody Swink a little more healthy every week. He didn't run a lot last week. Hopefully he can get his legs going a little better even this week than last week.
And that's probably a big key right there, Coach. The athlete that he is, if he's not a contributor to your running game and he has been nicked up a little bit, that throws a lot of things off, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's tough. Obviously, Cody hasn't always been a quarterback, so it's tough to throw the ball. Obviously, we haven't seen a ton of success there. That's no surprise. So we got to be able to move the football on the ground. And with him getting more healthy, that's definitely going to help.
Two games left. You still have a chance to get that 500 mark, and possibly, you know, when it comes to playoffs, you're doing better than I do. And if 4-4 will get you in, but a chance to get to 4-4, see what happens.
Yep, I mean, I haven't looked at it at all, to be honest with you. We wrap up our game against Bertrand next week, and we'll look at it then and see what we're doing on Friday or on the next Monday, I guess.
And, of course, that will be final home game. Nice to have that final home game next Friday at Bertrand right there. I take it, I don't know if you've had your senior night. So you don't have a lot of upperclassmen, but with the seniors you have, is that have you honored them yet this year?
Yep, we did that at the home game against Overton over in Maywood. So no other distractions for that game. That'll be nice.
Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Hey, best of luck in this one.
Appreciate it, Rich. Thanks.
Head Coach Tanner Collins over at Maywood Hay Center High School. Hear from Head Coach Randall Routh talk about the Falcons coming up here shortly on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
For 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
Football football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Our community hospital pregame continues here. 103.9 The Hawk, highplainsradio.net, or 103.9 The Hawk app. Maywood Hay Center, Hitchcock County. Couple of weeks left of the regular season. We just heard it, had a chance to hear from Coach Collins talking about the Wolves. Get a chance to talk to head coach Randall Rath over Hitchcock County. And Coach, man, I tell you, your schedule last couple of weeks, you know, the Loomises, the Overtons, teams like that, still playing some good football, 4-2, but boy, this I saw the stats in that Loomis game. Ooh, boy, that offensive attack for Loomis was a tough one to defend, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we broke down a lot, and we made them. I give them a lot of credit for executing, but we didn't execute very well, and we feel we're a lot better football team than what we showed. And they're good though. Their kids play hard, and they executed well.
Yep, and you face some good teams. You knew the schedule was going to get tougher. It's been pretty tough from start to finish, but boy, down the stretch here, you know, with the playoff run coming up here pretty soon, the Loomises, the Overtons, you knew, hey, we got to pick up our game a little bit more, don't you?
Right. I mean, we knew our first three games after that were going to all be very, very competitive. And even in those, you know, Maxwell is a pretty solid team, and but we, like you said, we understood the competition was going to be a whole lot different. I think our district may be as good as any in D2 from top to bottom, but we got to execute better, and we can't turn the ball over. We had 4 turnovers again last Friday night, let them convert on 3 fourth and 10s and longer, and there's this mental things we've got to tighten up. We got to get better at it.
I know, two big games left in the regular season, Coach. It's still, hey, it's up for grabs. As you said, you get some playoff teams from this district. You can be one of them if you can get these final two games. It's going to really improve your playoff position, won't it?
Right, you know, if right now we just got to worry about us and know we're playing a good Maywood team, and then we're going to play a good Cambridge team, and we just got to continue to try to improve and mentally be a lot sharper and ready to go. We've got to be ready to go on Friday night.
What are things maybe this week in practice since Loomis, I guess, since last Friday, this week in practice? Hey, we got to get better at this if we're going to win these two games.
We've just worked on a lot of fundamentals. We do it every week, and, you know, trying to implement that over into the game. We struggle at times putting anything together. Our consistency hasn't been very well against good teams, and it's again, it's mostly just mental breakdowns. We step the wrong way blocking, or we don't hit the right hole, and you know, I think we've tried to simplify things a lot more the last 2 weeks, and we got to do a better job of coaching them to get us where we need to be, and then come with a sense of urgency when we get there. And that's something that we've really stressed, and we just got to continue to do these things and rep them, and again try to get them to carry over into the football game on Friday night.
You know, Maywood Hay Center, a team that they're coming off a pretty good thumping of against Cambridge last week. He's still going to be concerned. Schwenk, their quarterback's getting healthier. I know Coach Collins is hoping for good results. Erickson, the kid, ran the ball fairly well against Cambridge. So they've got some guys. Your defense has got to look out for an offense, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're very talented group of kids. And we're definitely going to have to, you know, tackle well and come downhill and be integrity to the gaps we want to control. And again, it comes down to those things where mentally we've got to do it. And then, like I said earlier, we got to do it with a sense of urgency, have some passion at coming downhill, making plays when it counts. And those are things that, you know, we feel we're capable of doing, but we just haven't been able to put those together in a consistent amount of plays. And we've got to do that through this stretch, and especially tonight. Like you said, each game, but they have a lot of threats. Their quarterback is getting healthy, and you know he's a really good athlete, and they're good up front. Their line of scrimmage is they come off the ball, and they got flat backs. They do things right, and it'll be a huge challenge.
How about healthier team, Coach? I know you had some kids beat up earlier kind of the season, getting them back, and hopefully nobody new has gotten hurt lately.
Yeah, you know, just that time of year, we had a lot of dings and this and that, and, you know, kids trying to play through them, and, you know, right now that's just part of football, and we got to get better, and like I said, we've got to come ready to play when the game starts.
Should be a good one. Coach, always good to talk to you. Thanks again.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it, Rich.
Head coach Randall Rath over at Hitchcock County. Mark's got more of the pregame starting lineups from Trenton coming up here shortly on 103.9 The Hawk.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our Community Hospital pregame show here on 103.9 The Hawk, online at highplainsradio.net and our 103.9 The Hawk app, coming to you tonight from Trenton, Nebraska, as we bring you Hitchcock County and Maywood Hayes Center. Good evening, everyone. Mark Searcy here with a call of this one. We want to say a big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on The Hawk: Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Culbertson Bank, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Should be a good one here tonight. Class D2 matchup in a District 8. Falcons coming in at 4-2 on the year, and head coach Randall Rath. I've had some big wins and a loss to two very good teams in Overton and Loomis. They're only blemishes on the season. And for Maywood Hayes Center, 2-4 on the year. Had a couple good wins early in the year, but fell to a very good Cambridge team last week in their matchup, and hoping to get back on the winning track here against the Falcons. Speaking of this tough D2-8 district, Loomis defeated Bertrand yesterday. And so they're 7-0. And then this afternoon, a good one over in Overton. Overton held on to beat Cambridge 40-32. So it sets up a district title matchup next week in Loomis. Loomis and Overton both 7-0 on the year. Cambridge 4-3 on the season. Hitchcock County 4-2 right behind them. Maywood Hayes Center at 2-4. And then Bertrand 1-6 in this district. So a very important game here for both Hitchcock County and Maywood Hayes Center. Don't forget on our sister station, 96.1 KI6, I'm Cook Bison, hosting Ogallala. That should be a good one over there at Wyland Field. Rich Barnett and Bob Welke with the call of that game. As the Falcons take the field, their cool tradition they got here, they walk down the stands, they got smoke going, they play some music. It's really cool to see here at Hitchcock County High School. Other D2 scores from the day, Deschler over Nebraska Lutheran, 73-34. Riverside, a big win over Nebraska Christian, 59-20. Sandhills-Thedford with a big lead over Mullen, 24-0 in the first quarter. BDS gets a win by forfeit over Giltner. And Twin Loop defeated Anselmo Myrna, 38-20. Some six-man scores, SEM defeated Paxton, 44-21. Lewiston over Parkview Christian, 40-14. Arthur County over Sioux County, 52-18. Wallace in a tight one over Med Valley, 14-12. And Hayes Springs defeats Cody Kilgore, 52-19. We'll get other scores throughout the night, and I'll pass those along to you as we get along in the broadcast. Haven't seen the Falcons since the first game of the year. Looking forward to seeing them as they progress through the year. And, of course, they had a lot to deal with this year. Of course, the passing of assistant coach Scott Porter weighing on their minds. They're playing for him. They've got a sticker on their helmet in honor of him. And Hitchcock County, again, playing hard this year. Of course, they won the state championship a couple years ago in D2, and Coach Rath feels like he's got a good nucleus of kids working to try to get another deep run in the playoffs. Maywood Hayes Center, under new head coach Tanner Collins, played very well this season, and I was very impressed how hard they played last week against Cambridge. They're right in that ball game at halftime before Cambridge pulled away in the second half and got a big win. But a very, very tough team here. This should be a great matchup, Maywood Hayes Center and Hitchcock County. Maywood Hayes Center, the visitors with the white jerseys, green, neon green numerals. Hitchcock County, the home team with their purple jerseys, white numerals, and black helmets. The Falcons and the Wolves getting ready to kick off here in just a little bit. We'll take a quick break. We come back, we'll get you the starters and get you ready for the opening kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
MNB, there is a difference.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more. Seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Coperidge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Coperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
Newly remodeled with you in mind, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home's newly remodeled facility is designed just for you. From ample parking to our kids' playroom, our new handicap facility is one level and perfectly suited to meet the needs of your family. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on The Hawk. As we get ready for this matchup between Hitchcock County and Maywood Hayes Center. And let's get you the starters for tonight's game. It'll be for Maywood Hayes Center tonight. Number 6, Cody Schwenk, 150-pound senior. Number 10, Cade Bros, a sophomore. Number 14, Grady Erickson, 130-pound junior. Number 32, Oliver Anders, a sophomore. Number 34, Sawyer Dibbern, a junior. Number 49, Carter Morrow, a senior. Number 58, Cooper Soundy. And number 69, Cash Cox. Again, the Wolves 2-4 in the year under head coach Tanner Collins. Averaging 158 yards on the ground, 41 through the air, 16 points a game, and giving up 38 points a contest. Now let's get the starters for Hitchcock County tonight. Number one, Adam Kisker, 192-pound junior. Number two, Brody Hubble, 155-pound junior. Number five, Carson Schuler, 214-pound junior. Number 12, Jack Baker, 170-pound junior. Number 21, Jarrett Neiman, 171-pound junior. Number 27, lone senior on this team, number 27, Dalton Hagen, senior. Number 33, Jace Hoxwell, 172-pound junior. And number 99, Jaden Loffrey, 289-pound junior. Falcons 4-2 on the year under head coach Randall Rath. Assistant coaches are Dusty Gaston, Lauren Wagner, and Blake Schuler. Falcons averaging 43 points a game and giving up 16 per contest. Maywood Hayes Center won the toss, elected to receive. They'll receive on the west end zone. Hitchcock County will be kicking off, going left, right, defending the east end zone. And again, it's Officials Appreciation Week. And again, we give a big shout out to all of our officials in all sports, volleyball, football, this time of the year, and appreciate all their hard work through each and every contest. We're going to take a quick break for the anthem. When we come back, we'll get you the opening kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Isn't it drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Ben is in a sticky situation.
I got so excited for my fresh-baked Runza cinnamon rolls that I forgot to grab a napkin.
Now you got cinnamon roll fingers, and they're so ooey.
And gooey. I can't grab a spoon to dig into my delicious homemade chili.
Maybe you should call for help?
Oh, I'll call my mom. Oh, I've ruined my phone.
Worth it, though. Come get Runza's homemade chili, fresh-baked cinnamon rolls, oh, and a napkin. Today. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Hitchcock County for the start of our football game here tonight on The Hawk. Maywood Hayes Center and Hitchcock County. Should be a good one here tonight, this Class D2 matchup here in District 8. As, again, Hitchcock County will kick off to start things off. It'll be Kisker, number one, Adam Kisker, the junior, to line it up at the 30-yard line. Back deep to receive for the Wolves is number 14, Erickson. And also 32, Anders for the Wolves. Nice crowd on hand here for this one. In Trenton, beautiful evening for high school football. Temperature about 72 degrees, a little cloudy. Sun just setting below the hillside over there. Yeah, just a great evening for high school football. No wind here tonight. Kisker. Deep kick and returned at the 5 to the 10, 15, 20, and hit and taken back. Good stick there on special teams by Hitchcock County's 33, Hoxwell. And they will spot it at about the 18-yard line, first and 10 Wolves. opening possession of this contest. So we'll see what Maywood Hay Center does here on their opening possession. Like the Falcons are going to have a three-man front. Schwenk brings them up to the line of scrimmage. A couple of receivers split out to the far side. Schwenk actually going to go shotgun now. Snap back, fake it to Burrows, looking downfield. Quick pass over there, and it's incomplete. Intended over there for Anders, but it falls to the turf. Incomplete. It'll be second and 10 for the Wolves. Good coverage there by Hitchcock County Secondary. Beautiful field here in Hitchcock County, and that track they redid several years ago, and just a great facility here in Trenton. Of course, they had that tornado this summer, and it took off the roof here or the stands, but able to replace it, and it looks great. And there's a handoff hit and taken down the backfield, about the 15-yard line. Knifing through there was Carson Schuler. A loss back to the 15, and it'll bring up a third down and long here for the Wolves. So the Wolves backed up at their 15, third and about 13 yards. Schuler knifing through there from his linebacker spot. As the Wolves come up to the line of scrimmage, third down and long. Split a receiver here near side, Schwenk in the shotgun. Man in motion, we've got movement, and it'll be a false start on the Wolves. So back him up five more yards, which Collins is not going to be pleased with that. And it goes back to just inside the 10, third down at about 19 here for Maywood Hay Center. Hard to believe season winding down. Next to last regular season matchup. Next week, a big matchup for Hitchcock County taking on Cambridge here. And for Maywood Hay Center, they end the season hosting Bertrand. So here we go. Wolves up to the line. This time I'm going to go I formation. Actually, a little pistol look. Now he's going to go under center. Falcons cried in the last scrimmage. Straight back in the pocket. Trying to throw it over here in the flat, and nobody there. Incomplete. Too high on the pass. Good pressure at the middle. And it falls to the turf. Incomplete. And Maywood Hay Center will be forced to punt. So good pressure by the interior by Hitchcock County, forcing that quick pass. And Maywood Hay Center will punt it from their end zone. Standing right at the goal line. To punt away. Nobody back deep for Hitchcock County. Snap back. Kick is on the way. Over across midfield. Takes a good bounce inside the 30 and down to about the 25, 24-yard line. That's where Hitchcock County will take over. First down and 10. No score with 10:26 to go in the first quarter. And the Falcons will take over after their defense forced a three and out. As the Falcons will bring in the play from the sideline. Here we go. First and 10. Falcons receiver split to either side. Baker will go under center. Long count and fake the handoff. They're going to run a little option. Hit and taken down. Fighting for a couple tough yards, Baker. Good pursuit there by Schwenk making the tackle. It'll be second down and 8 for the Falcons. As Baker brings in the play from Coach Rath on the sideline. As Falcons come up to the line. I formation. Snap back and a handoff. Up the middle, hit. Fighting forward for a couple, three more tough yards. Almost got seven on that carry. Carrying the football there was Prop. And it'll bring up a third and one. Yeah, we'll give him seven on that. Good hard running there by Prop. He's a sophomore. So third and, about 1 yard. Ball spot at the 33-yard line of the Falcons. Maywood Hay Center in a 3-4 Baker, 3-3 defensive alignment. Baker gets the snap and hand off to Prop. Over your right side, gets a nice block. 40, 35, 30, down the sideline, 25, 20, 15, and down about the 12-yard fumble, but recovered by Hoxwell, saving it and keeping it with the Falcons. But a good run by Prop down into Wolves territory at the 11-yard line is where Hoxwell fell on the football. A 36-yard carry for that fumble. But Hoxwell down the field blocking and able to wisely jump on it and save the possession for Hitchcock County. Basically first and goal here for Hitchcock County, just short of the 10-yard line. Baker under center. Snap back, handoff to Prop, trying to cut up the right side inside the five, powering down to the 3-yard line. It's a good hard running there by the sophomore. I'll give him about 6, almost 7 on that carry. It'll be second and goal from the 4. Good blocking up front there by Hitchcock County's offensive line. As they line it up, I formation. Snap back, and Baker going to keep it over the right side, and he's in. Touchdown, Falcons, as Baker takes it in from 4 yards out. And the Falcons strike first and lead 6-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. They will line up for the two-point conversion. Split out a receiver here near side. Baker in shotgun this time. Snap back, going to run a little option. Baker's going to keep it, and he's in. Two-point conversion is good. 8-0, the Falcons over the Wolves with 8:11 to go in quarter number one. Take a break, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
It's the best teams and the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Trenton, Nebraska, as the Hitchcock County Falcons strike first on a 5-play, 56-yard drive, capping off with a Baker 4-yard run. 2-point conversion was good, and with 8:11 to go in quarter number one, it's the Falcons 8 and the Wolves nothing. As Kisker has it teed up for Hitchcock County. High end over end, and taken at the 1, up to the 5, to the 10, trying to get the outside, and wrapped up and taken down over there. Good pursuit down the field by Hitchcock County special teams. And Hoxwell leading the way over there. LaMarcus Ford progress up to about the 13-yard line for Maywood Hay Center's second possession of the night. Maywood Hay Center at a tough nut time moving the football their last possession. And also see what they do here. They start from their own 13-yard line. Swink under center, I formation. Snap back and a give to the tailback. Trying to fight forward, maybe got a yard. Not much running room there for Bros. It'll be second down and 9. So a nice, decent gain there. So second long here for the Wolves. Split a receiver out to the far side. Schwenk in the shotgun. Snap back, almost bobbled it, and hit and taken down. Good pursuit there by Hitchcock County. A loss of 2 or 3 on the play. I think it was Schuler and also Hagen knifing in there, and it'll be third down and 12 here for the Wolves. Scoring update from the Bison game, Ogallala, surprising 6-0 lead late in the first quarter over the McCook Bison. So third down and long here for Maywood Hay Center. High formation behind Schwenk. Snap back and hit and taken down immediately. Fullback give, but he just barely got the handoff off. And then taken down by big number 99, Loffrey. And it'll be fourth down and 14 for the Wolves. So another three and out. This time they're going to send somebody back to receive the punt. Looks like that's going to be Hubble standing about right at midfield. Maywood Hay Center to punt it out of their own end zone. Snap back and over the right side. Taken at the 35 and going to be taken down or near the 30-yard line. Nice return there. Coming up was Hubble. And it will be great field position here for Hitchcock County at the Wolves' 31-yard line. With 5:57 to go in the first quarter, leading 8-0 on M&B Bank scoreboard over Maywood Hay Center. As Falcons come up to the line of scrimmage. Baker under center, I formation, snap back, handoff to Prop. Good block on the right side, 25, down to about the 23, 24-yard line. Nice pickup of 6 or 7 yards there for the tailback from Hitchcock County. And it'll be second and short for the Falcons. Prop already with about 56 yards on the ground here. Had that nice long run on the last possession for the Falcons. Spot the 24, second and 3. And a give to the fullback. Powers his way inside the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. That was Schuler carrying the football. And that'll move the chains for another Falcons first down. Give about 5 on that carry. Good blocking up front here by this Hitchcock County offensive line. As the Falcons break the huddle. Wolves trying to get 4 guys up there on the front line. Baker gets a snap, handoff. Prop trying to good block at the edge. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5, dives. He's in, touchdown, Falcons. Great job of sealing the edge here on the near sideline. And Prop able to take it in for the score. Say an 18-yard touchdown run. And the Falcons extend their lead to 14-0. Yeah, beautiful blocking here on the edge. Coach Rath's got to be pleased with that. And it will be a 2-point conversion coming up here for the Falcons. Baker in the shotgun. Snap back and trying to push his way over the right side. He's in. 2-point conversion is good. 16-0 Falcons over the Wolves. With 5:03 to go in quarter number one. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Back to Hitchcock County High School for the kickoff. Kisker over the right side, and it's going to go just out of bounds. So they're about the 10, almost got the Coffin Corner. As, again, the Falcons lead 16-0. They went 3 plays, 31 yards on that last drive. Prop with an 18-yard run, and a 2-point conversion was good. So let's see what the Wolves, they will take it at the 25-yard line. Wolves have been three and out both times they've had the football. Had a tough time against this tough Hitchcock County defense. As the Wolves come out of the huddle, here we go. First and 10 Wolves at their own 25-yard line. Best starting position of the game for the Wolves. Shotgun luck, twins to the near side. Schwenk gets the snap, a quick pass in the flat. Bro is able to hold on to it and fights up. Tough gain of maybe only about a yard. He caught the football a couple, 3 yards behind the line. And it'll be a very short game for the Wolves. It'll be second down and 9 for Maywood Hay Center. It's a nice little safe pass there for Schwenk. Fortunately, did not yield much as far as yardage. Second and 9, twins to the far side here for the Wolves. Schwenk again in the shotgun. Snap back. And again, another receiver screen, but too high on the pass. Incomplete. Intended for Anders. Or Dibbern, excuse me. And it falls to the turf. And it will bring up a third down and 9 for Maywood Hay Center. He's trying to do something quick to allow some of those players to make some things happen in the open space. But unfortunately, unable to connect on that pass. It's a big third down here for Maywood Hay Center. Looking to convert for the first time tonight. Twins to the far side, Schwenk in the shotgun. Snap back, rolling to his right, looking downfield. Throws it over there and too high on the pass, intended there for number 23, Jackson Anders, but it's too high and it falls to turf, incomplete. And it'll be another three and out for Maywood Hay Center. As the ball will be at the 26-yard line. .418 to go here in the first quarter, 16-0, Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center. As Hubble goes back to receive this punt, standing at his own 25-yard line. Erickson to punt it away. Snap almost blocked there, but tough bounce, and got away from Hubble. He kind of slipped as he's getting close to the football, and wisely did not touch it. I did lose some yardage there, but it does stay with the Falcons. They will have it just short of the 15-yard line. First and 10, Hitchcock County with 4:08 to go here in the quarter. So Hitchcock County's third possession of the night. Both times they've scored. This will be their worst starting position of the evening. As Baker brings up the line, I formation. Snap back, and he gives it to the fullback. Over here to the left side, push back, and only got a couple there. Carrying the football was Neben. And it'll be second down and 8. Good tackle there in pursuit by Bros and also Erickson leading the charge. Defensively for the Wolves. As the Falcons break the huddle and come up to the line. Single back in the backfield. Baker gets a snap, fakes the handoff, and he's going to keep it. Gets a block, 20, 25, and powers his way up to the 28, 29-yard line. Good blocking downfield, and Baker with a nice hard run there, and that'll move the chains for Hitchcock County. About 12 yards on that run. Falcons did a great job blocking down the field, giving their backs and quarterback plenty of lanes to run through. Wolves got to mix things up here defensively, try to get some stops. Baker again under center. Snap back, fake the toss, give it to Neben, and up the field. Oh, if he could have cut to the near side, he was off to the races. But it does pick up about 5 or 6 yards on the carry. Well-designed play there for Hitchcock County. Give him 6, second down and 4. Spot at the 34-yard line of Hitchcock County. Falcons walk up to the line here. Snap back and going to pull it. Baker trying to get around the edge. Hit and taken down. Short couple yards there. Good tackle there by Erickson and Dibbern. So it'll bring up a third down and a short two for Hitchcock County. So see if the Wolves can get a stop here on third down. It's like Shuler on the sideline trying to get his helmet fixed. So third and short here for the Falcons. And before we get the snap, there we have a timeout on the field by Coach Rath and Hitchcock County. 16-0 Falcons over the Wolves with a minute 46 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break, come back with more football right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with MNB Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Hitchcock County High School. Minute 46 to go in the first quarter. Hitchcock County 16, Maywood Hay Center nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. A third and two out of the timeout by the Falcons and Coach Rath. Ball at their own 37-yard line. Baker goes under center, eye formation behind him, snap back. Faked handoff, rolling to his left. Winds up, throws it down the field. He's got a man there, and a little short on the pass. Hawksville had his man beat, but couldn't get it to him. Incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and two for the Falcons. So we'll see what Coach Rath elects to do. I could see either way, either punting it or going for it. Let's see what the Falcons elect to do here. Coach Rath sending in the play here. Minute 41 to go. First passing attempt by Hitchcock County was incomplete. And they're lining up like they're going to go for it. Here we go. Fourth down and two for the Falcons. Baker goes under center. Snap back. And it gives the prop. Well, the right side gets the first down. 40 into Wolf territory. Down to near the 30-yard line. Carter Prop running hard there for the Falcons. And that'll move the chains easily for Hitchcock County after a 12-yard pickup by the sophomore tailback. I have him with 86 yards on the ground already tonight in this contest. Spot at the Wolves 30, first and 10, Hitchcock County. Eye formation. Snap back, and give to Prop. Over the left side, bottled up, and fights forward for a couple, but there is a flag by the umpire, and usually that means holding. But we will see what the call is. It is indeed holding on the Falcons. First penalty tonight on Hitchcock County. So that'll back them up 10. Of course, they changed the rule this year, 10 yards from the previous line of scrimmage, so it goes back to midfield at the 40, and it'll be first and 20 for Hitchcock County. As Hitchcock County breaks the huddle, under a minute to go here in the first quarter, 16-0 lead for Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center. Split a receiver out here near side, snap back, and a give to the fullback. Fighting forward for a couple 3 yards there. Was Neben. And bring up second down and 17 here for Hitchcock County. Dibbern with the tackle. A leading charge there for Maywood Hay Center. Falcons probably get one more playoff here before the end of this quarter. Baker goes under center. Snap back. Going to run a little option. And he's going to keep it and fights forward for couple three more yards down to the Wolves 33, and it'll bring up a third down at about 13 for the Falcons, and that will do it for the end of the first quarter. One quarter in the books. Falcons 16, the Wolves nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break. Come back with the second quarter of action. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Covered with summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more. We got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copric Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copric Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copric Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Hitchcock County High School as we begin the second quarter of play. Our score, Hitchcock County 16, Maywood Hayes Center nothing. As we begin the second quarter, third and long for the Falcons to snap back. And Baker's going to fake it, keep it himself. Fights forward for 4 or 5 yards, but it was well short of the 13 to gain. And it'll be fourth down and about 8 or 9 here for Hitchcock County. That holding penalty really costly against Hitchcock County. Stymied this drive, but fourth and 9 here just across the 30 of Maywood Hayes Center. As the Wolves defense stiffening up here, let's see what Falcons do here. They converted their last fourth down, but it was only a 4th and 2. This one a 4th and about 9. Split receiver out to the far side. Falcons going right to left now. And we've got a timeout for Hitchcock County. Timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here and say a big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Culbertson Bank, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut of McCook, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Appreciate all our great sponsors of high school football. Reminder, we've got Bison coverage over on KICX tonight, taking on Ogallala. Tomorrow morning on KICX, we have Coach's Coffee Club, live and direct from Ember's Bakery in downtown McCook. And then here on the Hawk next week, we'll have an afternoon matchup, a six-man game. Southwest travels to SEM, kickoff at 3 o'clock. For that matchup next Friday afternoon. As the teams come out in the field, and we are ready to go. Fourth down and 9 from just short of the 30 of Maywood Hayes Center for Hitchcock County. Two timeouts used by Coach Rath here already in the first half. Split a receiver here to the near side. On this 4th and 9, Baker goes under center. Snap back, fake the handoff, looking downfield. Winds up and is going to take off and try to run for it, and he's not going to make it down to the 24-yard line, and that'll be well short, and it will be a turnover on downs for Hitchcock County. So Maywood Hayes Center's defense comes up with a stop, and they'll take over with 11:08 to go here in the first half of play. Right at the 25-yard line, 1st and 10, Maywood Hayes Center. Split out a receiver to the far side. Snap back. And it's a pitch over there, far side, trying to get to the edge. Hit. And not going to go anywhere. Good pursuit over there by the Falcons. Neben leading the charge on the late pitch there. And yeah, it's going to be right to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for the Wolves. It'll be 2nd down and 10. They just have not got anything going yet here tonight offensively. 2nd and 10 from the 25. Receiver split near side. Schwenk in the shotgun. A little pitch here near side, trying to get the field. He gets some room. Look out. 35-40, 35-30, 25-20, and down about the 18-yard line. A great run here near sideline for number 14. That is Grady Erickson with a big run after a great pitch from Schwenk. About 37 yards on that run by Erickson. So move the chains, first down. Wolves at the Falcon, 18-yard line. Great blocking there on the edge. Receiver split near side, Schwenk in the shotgun. Man in motion, snap back, fake it, or going to give it to him on a jet sweep, Dibbern, but he is bottled up and taken down. Falcons read it beautifully, a loss of three on the play for Maywood Hay Center. Leading the charge there was Schuler for Hitchcock County, but a couple guys over there as well. So second and long, about the 21-yard line of Hitchcock County. Schwenk in the shotgun. Snap back. Run option here near side. Pitches it. Trying to get the field hit and push back. Good defensive effort there on the end there by number 12, Baker. Not letting him get upfield. And it's another loss of a couple on the play for Maywood Hay Center. Back to the 23-yard line. So it will be a third down and about 15 here for Maywood Hay Center. Ball at the 23 of Hitchcock County. Definitely four down territory here for the Wolves. Schwenk brings him up the line. Receiver split near side. And Coach Collins is going to burn a timeout. Timeout on the field. We will take one as well. 16-0 Falcons with 9:06 to go in the second quarter. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Hitchcock County High School. 9:06 to go here in the first half. Hitchcock County 16, Maywood Hay Center nothing. As we come out of the timeout, the Wolves with a big third down and 15. Schwenk gets a snap, looks downfield, rolls to his right. In the pocket, winds up, throws it over here near side. It's up and tipped and incomplete. Good coverage over there. I think that was a Baker intended there for Anders. But couldn't connect, and it falls to the turf, and it'll be fourth and long here for the Wolves. As we will sure see Coach Collins go for it here. Spotted at the 23 of Hitchcock County. They had a big run a few moments ago by Erickson to get him down here. But unfortunately, they've gone backwards on three plays. Schwenk will get the play in the huddle. Here we go. Fourth down and 16 here for the Maywood Hay Center Wolves. Receivers here near side. Schwenk gets a snap. Looks downfield. Pressure. Quick throw over the far side and incomplete. He was pressured right up the middle and couldn't get it. Time to throw it. And too long in the pass. Incomplete. And the Wolves are stopped on fourth down. So both defenses coming up with a stop. And the Falcons will take over at their own 23, leading 16-0. As the Falcons have it for the fourth time here today. As Baker brings him up to line, I formation. Snap back and give it. Prop cut to the middle, hit the linebacker fighting forward, and fights up to about the 30-yard line. Good 6 or 7 yard carry there by Prop. So second down and about 4 here for, there was also a flag. I thought there was, and there was indeed, a face mask on Maywood Hay Center. Officials caught that. So spotted at the 35-yard line, 1st and 10, Falcons. Just a 5-yard penalty, not the personal foul. Baker brings up the line, high formation. Hard count, and the Wolves jump into the neutral zone. And it'll be 5 more yards for Hitchcock County. And spotted at the 40, 1st and 5. Nice job adjusting the count. Maybe Center's got to watch that. Again, coming up to the line, I formation behind Baker. Snap back and give the prop. Over here, left side, breaks the tackle, 35, and down to the 31-yard line. A good 8 or 9 yard pickup there for Prop, and that'll move the chains for Hitchcock County. Prop with 100 yards on the ground here tonight after that carry. Spot the 32 of Maywood Hay Center, 1st and 10, Hitchcock County. 8:19 to go here in the first half of play. Snap back and a give to Prop again at the middle. Breaks a tackle. 25 down to almost the 20-yard line. Prop, another 11-yard carry. And great blocking, good hard running, and that'll move the chains again for Hitchcock County. Just controlling the line of scrimmage, pounding it down the field here as Hitchcock County here in this first half of play. Wolves have got to figure out something defensively. Otherwise, it'll be a long night. Baker goes under center. Snap back and give over here to the left side. Just a couple on the carry there for Shuler. And it'll bring up a 2nd down and about 8. This is going to give him about a yard. 2nd and 9. .745 to go here in the second quarter. 16-0, Falcons on top. Marching down the field. High formation. Snap back, and a give to Prop. Over here left side, breaks a tackle, 15, spins around, 10. Carrying tacklers inside, almost to the 5-yard line. Carter Prop with another huge run, and it'll be 1st and goal, Falcons. Get another 12 yards on that carry. And spotted at the 6, or I'll call it about the 7-yard line. It'll be 1st and goal, Hitchcock County. As Baker again brings in the play from the sideline. As Falcons break the huddle. Prop the lone back in the backfield. Snap back and give it on a counter here near side. Gets a block at the edge. 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Falcons. Great kickout block by Kisker, and a prop into the end zone for another Falcon touchdown. Makes our score 22-0, Hitchcock County. As they will line up for the 2-point conversion. .659 to go here in the second quarter. Snap back. Baker gets a nice block at the edge, and he's in. 2-point conversion is good. 24-0, Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center with .659 to go in the half. Take a break. Come back on the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
The leader in high school sports action across southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Prop with another scoring run, this time from 7 yards out, gives the Falcons a 24-0 lead over Maywood Hayes Center with 6:59 to go in the first half of play. Kisker, a nice high end-over-end kickoff. Taken, you know, it's going to be in the end zone for a touchback, and the Wolves will start at their own 15. Impressive drive on the ground there. Sixth place, 57 yards on that last possession by Hitchcock County. Let's see if the Wolves can get something going here. They had a decent drive last possession, had a nice run down into Falcon territory, but stalled out and had to turn it over on downs. As Schwenk has it in the shotgun, receiver split out far side. Snap back and run a little option and keeps it himself and dives forward for about a yard. Loffrey brings him down. Big nose guard taking him down. And it'll be second and 9 here for the Wolves. Again, 24-0 lead here for the Falcons. As Coach Collins sending in the play from the sideline. Taking a lot of time in huddle here. You have to hustle as the back judge has his hand in the air. Receiver split the other side here. Shrink gets a snap, and it's going to be give up the middle. Tripped up there. Short gain on the play. A couple 3 yards there. For Dibbern. And it'll be third down about 8 here for the Wolves. Ball thrown at 17-yard line. Time continues to wind down here in this second quarter. The sun is set. It's a beautiful evening for high school football. Lights are on. Twins here near side for the Wolves. Schwenk in the shotgun. Snap back, looking downfield, pressured. Little screen pass over the middle behind Anders, but he caught it and able to move the chains. Gets across the 25 to the 26-yard line. A great grab there by Oliver Anders. Give him about 8 on that reception. That'll move the chains for Maywood Hayes Center. Again, it was behind him, but able to reach back and grab it with those long arms and pick up the first down. Spot the 27-yard line of Maywood Hayes Center. Come to the line of scrimmage, I formation. Shrink gets the snap. Hands off. Left side. Fights forward for 3 or 4 tough yards. And nice run there by Bros. Good blocking up front on that play. Halftime score. It is McCook 7, Ogallala 6. So a good one over at Wyland Field. So second down, we'll call it 6 here for the Wolves at their own 31. I formation behind Schwenk. Snap back, a little toss sweep, trying to get to the edge. Bros, and it buried over there, but fights forward. Somehow got 2 or 3 yards over there. Great effort by Bros. Make something out of nothing. And it'll bring up a third down and a long 3 here for Maywood Hayes Center. 3rd and 3 from the 34 of Maywood Hayes Center. Big third down here for both teams. Falcons love to get a stop, get the ball back. Wolves would love to keep this drive alive. Shrink brings them up to the line. Snap back. Fake the toss. Shrink going to keep it himself over there. Dives and might be about a half a yard short. Got two to two and a half, but needed three. Let's see, officials. Let's see if they might measure. It is really close, but I think, yeah, again, about a football length or so short, I believe, at least from my vantage point, if the sticks are right there. But Mr. Johnson, our referee, brings out the chains, and we will measure it. Now Ben Anderson, part of his crew. And he got it just by the nose of the football, so that's why you measure it. So a nice pickup of just over 3 yards there for Schwenk. We'll move the chains again for Maywood Hayes Center. The drive stays alive at their own 37-yard line. 3:13 to go in the second quarter. 24-0 Hitchcock County over Maywood Hayes Center. As the Wolves come up to the line of scrimmage. Snap back. And a give and bottled up there. Not much running room at all. No gain on the play for the tailback bros of Maywood Hayes Center. It'll be second down and 10 for the Wolves. Time continues to wind down. 2:30 to go here in the half. 24-0. Hitchcock County on top. As the Wolves hustle up to the line. Second and 10. Swink under center. Gets a snap. Fakes a toss. Looking the throwback screen, and it's caught. But he's hit and taken out. Hawkswell brings him down. Great open field tackle. As Anders had a little room over there, but nowhere to go. It's a loss of about three. And it'll bring up third down and about 12 there for Maywood Hayes Center. Nice idea on that play, but good job coming up from his safety spot there. Hawkswell making the tackle. 36-yard line is where they spot it. Third down and long here for the Wolves. We're under a minute 40 to go here in the first half. And the Wolves might have to burn another timeout here. Let's see. Hustling up here. Got trips to the near side. Schwenk in the empty backfield. Snap back, looking downfield, rolling, pressured there by Kisker, and takes off and runs. Schwenk, and is hit and taken down. Good open field tackle by Schuler. Loss of a couple by Schwenk. And the Wolves will probably be punting it from their own 35, as it's going to be under a minute to go here in the half. See if Coach Rath burns his final timeout. Coach Collins kind of looking at the clock himself. Probably just let the clock wind down, maybe take the penalty or call a timeout. And they are going to indeed call a timeout. Timeout, Wolves, here with 38 seconds to go in the half. We'll take a break, come back with more high school football right here on 103.9.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back here in Trenton, Nebraska. Falcons enjoying a 24-0 lead over Maywood Hayes Center. The Wolves have a fourth down and 13 from their own 35-yard line. And they're going to line up like they're going to go for it. Trips here to the near side. We'll see if it's a pooch punt by Schwenk or if they will indeed go for it. Snap back. Winds up. Pressure, rolls to his right, throws it down the far side. It's on the way. It's tipped and incomplete. As Hawkswell, good coverage over there on Anders. And it's fourth down, or it's a turnover on downs. And so Hitchcock County will have good field position. So that was actually a better play for Hitchcock County. They didn't intercept it because they get it at the 35 of Maywood Hay Center. Not much time for them, though. 31 seconds. Coach Rath does have one timeout in his pocket if he needs it. As they hustle out here. Gonna spread it out. Trends to the far side. Baker and even in the backfield. Snap. Quick pass over here. It's complete. Little hook and ladder. Didn't get much. It's about the 30, about 5 yards. Did get out of bounds. Somebody lost their helmet. Gonna have to come off the field there. And spotted at about the 30-yard line to pick up a five with 24 seconds to go here in the half. I think it was a Schuler with that reception. It's a little razzle-dazzle there for Coach Rath. As Hubble splits out far side, Baker under center. Snap back. Baker winds up, throws down the side and way over everybody's head, incomplete. And it'll bring up a third down and five for Hitchcock County with 19 seconds to go here in the half. Still plenty of time, but the Falcons got to pick up this first down. Third and five from the 30 of Hitchcock County. As Prop checks back into the lineup for the Falcons. As Baker brings into play. Third down and five. I formation. Snap and a give to Prop over here. Left side wrapped up and taken down. Good tackle there by number 34 for Maywood Hay Center. That was Dibbern. And it'll be fourth and short here for the Falcons, who might just let the clock wind out. Run out. And, nope, they're going to call a timeout with 1 second left. So we'll have one more play here before the end of this first half. We'll take a break. Be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
The Culbertson Bank is an institution that offers all the conveniences that you expect from a full-service bank. But the Culbertson Bank thinks of itself as a group of your own hometown neighbors and friends, serving all of your banking needs, whether it's a checking or savings account, car, farm, or home loan. You will always find a friendly face and a friendly welcome from everyone at the Culbertson Bank. They are big enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. The Culbertson Bank, serving you since 1886.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Yeah. No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon... Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Mark Searcy back at Hitchcock County High School. 1 second to go in the first half. Hitchcock County 24, Maywood Hay Center nothing. On the M&B Bank scoreboard, final play of the half, barring a defensive penalty. It's fourth down at about three, almost four for Hitchcock County. Ball spotted at the 29 of Maywood Hay Center. As Baker brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Prop goes in motion, snap back. Looking downfield, Baker winds up, throws it down the middle. Double coverage, incomplete. And that'll do it for the first half of play. One half in the books, Falcons 24, the Wolves nothing. Take a break, come back to our halftime show right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
What matters most, folks in Arapahoe and Holbrook trust First State Insurance. As your hometown team and community neighbor, they're the first choice for all your insurance needs. Whether it's home, auto, or life insurance, First State Insurance has you covered. They understand the local community like no one else, making sure you get the best coverage at the best rates. For peace of mind and hometown service, choose First State Insurance of Holbrook and Arapahoe.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
It's the best teams and the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our halftime show here on 103.9 The Hawk. Online, highplainsradio.net and our 103.9 The Hawk app. Halftime score, Hitchcock County 24 and Maywood Hay Center nothing. Again, good evening, everyone. Mark Searcy here with the call of this one. Take a look at the scoring in the first half. Hitchcock County got on the scoreboard first with a Baker 4-yard run, capping a 5-play 56-yard drive. Two-point conversion was good. 8-0 Falcons. Later in the first quarter, Carter Propp, 18-yard run. Three-play, 31-yard drive. Two-point conversion made it 16-0. And that was our score after one-quarter play. In the second quarter, a six-play, 57-yard drive capped off with a Propp 7-yard run. Two-point conversion good. Both teams had a couple possessions, and then we ran out the clock. And that's where we stand at halftime. Hitchcock County 24 and Maywood Hay Center nothing. Take a look at the first half stats brought to you by McCook Clinic. The Falcons, 176 yards on the ground, 5 through the air. Shuler with 1 reception for 5. Baker, 6 carries, 32 yards. Propp, 11 carries, 126 yards, and a couple scores. Shuler with a couple carries for 7, and Neben with 3 carries for 11 in the first half. Baker, 1 of 5 through the air. For that one completion for 5 yards in the first half. One penalty for the Falcons for 10 yards. And for Maywood Hay Center, 33 yards on the ground, 6 through the air. Cody Schwenk, 4 carries, a net negative 2. Cade Burroughs, 6 carries for 9. Grady Erickson, 3 carries for 34 yards. Sawyer Dibbern, 2 carries for a negative 1 yard. Through the air, Schwenk, 3 of 10 for 6 yards total. Burroughs with 1 reception for 1. Anders with 1. A couple grabs for a total of 5 yards in the first half. 3 penalties for 15 yards for Maywood Hay Center in the first half of play. Again, the Falcons lead 24-0 here in this one. Halftime six-man game. Juanita Palisade over Southwest 25-12. Earlier in the day, Overton over Cambridge 40-32. McCook with a slim lead over Ogallala at half 7-6. Those are the scores that I've got so far here tonight. We'll get some more later on in our broadcast. Big thank you to great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Culbertson Bank, Decatur Health, First Aid Insurance of Arapahoe, Copperidge Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, also Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football each and every week here on the Hawk. Reminder, we've got six-man action next Friday. It'll be an afternoon tilt. Southwest takes on SEM, defending six-man champs, up at Sumney at Evro Miller. Pre-game around 2:40 to kick off at 3. Again, that's our Hawk game of the week next Friday night. McCook Bison, a big one next week, going to Scotts Bluff, take on the Bearcats over on KICX next Friday night for the Bison. Again, our halftime score, 24-0, Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center. Take a break. Come back to more of our halftime show. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Covered with summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more. Seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Copperidge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Copperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
Who can you count on when your family is in need? Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, pre-needs, and monuments. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
The Culbertson Bank is an institution that offers all the conveniences that you expect from a full-service bank. But the Culbertson Bank thinks of itself as a group of your own hometown neighbors and friends, serving all of your banking needs, whether it's a checking or savings account, car, farm, or home loan. You will always find a friendly face and a friendly welcome from everyone at the Culbertson Bank. They are big enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. The Culbertson Bank, serving you since 1886.
Taylor is living the Runza dream.
The fry life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Runza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Runza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Runza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back here at Hitchcock County High School. Falcons up 24-0 over the Maywood Hay Center Wolves here at halftime. Take a look at the schedule for both these teams. Hard to believe we are near the end of the season. It has gone so fast. Next week, the final matchups, and a big one for Hitchcock County hosting Cambridge. Well, that'll be a good one next Thursday. And then for Maywood Hay Center, they're hosting Bertrand. Like a winnable game for them next week. This D2 District 8 has been so tough this year. Overton and Loomis both undefeated, 7-0. They'll meet next week to claim the district title. Hitchcock County and Cambridge will play for second next week. And then Maywood Hay Center Bertrand will be playing for the final spot here in districts. And then playoffs will be seeding the following Saturday, on that Saturday. Of course, it's eight-man. They seed east and west. 32 teams make it. And then after the first round games, they'll reseed 1 through 16 based on the power points. It's all statewide as well. So that'll be upcoming for Hitchcock County. Definitely going to make it in. Maywood Hay Center probably got to win. Man, I almost got to win two. If they win just one, it's going to be tough to make it in. But they could squeeze in. But this district could have – or is going to have three to four teams, maybe close to five, make the playoffs, I think. So it's been a very tough district here in D2 District 8 here this season. Some other scores. McCook, again, at half leads Ogallala 7-6. Arapahoe big over Highline 41-6 in that one. Juanita Palisade leading over Southwest at half 25-12 in the Southwest six-man game. Mine will have the Rough Riders next week on our hot game of the week afternoon matchup. Defending champ D-S-E-M. And trying to get some other scores, but it's not loading very good. So we'll get back to that here in just a little bit. But, again, both teams playing hard. But Hitchcock County just, man, their ground game has been tough to stop. But Maywood Hay Center still not out of it here, but down by three scores here to Hitchcock County after one half a play in this one. Reminder, Coach's Coffee Club tomorrow morning from Ember's Bakery in downtown McCook. As we talk about college and high school athletics all morning long, beginning at 8 o'clock over on KICX. Again, halftime score in this one, 24-0 Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center. We'll take a break, come back, and get you ready for the start of the second half. You are listening to High School Football on 103.9. The Hawk.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
To your peace of mind wide open. With First State Insurance, your hometown team, you're covered. They're your community neighbor and first choice for insurance. Protect what matters with First State Insurance. Visit Robin in Arapahoe or Ida in Holbrook. First State Insurance, your hometown team that won't leave you wide open when disaster strikes.
It's football
football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more. We got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copperidge Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copperidge Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back at Hitchcock County High School, ready to begin the third quarter of play. The Falcons lead the Wolves at Maywood Hayes Center 24-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. As both teams finishing the warm-ups, and we are just about ready to start this third quarter. Falcons will receive the football to start the third quarter. Nice half of football. Both teams really played hard out there. Falcons getting three touchdowns on the scoreboard. Had a chance for another one maybe, but couldn't do it. Wolves had one drive that was really promising, but couldn't finish it. And otherwise, they were stymied. And Coach Collins, Coach Hamilton, and the staff working with the kids to try to get things going. I'm sure Coach Rath talking to his kids, along with Gaston, Wagner, and Schuler, to can you play hard out there? And let's put this team away and get ready for Cambridge next week. As the Wolves will be kicking off, going right to left. Back to each receive is Hubble for the Falcons, standing around the 10-yard line. And it looks like Dibbern will be looking to, or excuse me, that's Anders, Jackson Anders, to kick it off for Hitchcock, or for Maywood Hayes Center. Again, 24-0, Falcons on top. As we're ready to begin the third quarter of play. High end of Rand over there, the far side. Does it stay in bounds? It does. Hubble has to go down to the 5 to pick it up. Got some room. That's on the field. The 10 to about the 11-yard line. Kind of coffin corner kick there. Done to perfection. And the Falcons will start at their own 11-yard line. So first possession of the second half here for Hitchcock County. See if there's any adjustments made by Coach Rath at halftime. Had to be pleased with his rushing attack. They were very, very effective in that first half. I formation, Baker brings up the line. Snap back and handoff. Prop over the right side. Breaks a tackle. 15 up to the 20 and up to the 23-yard line. I think that's going to be enough for a first down. Carter Prop still continuing to run hard out there for this Falcon team. 137 yards on the night. As Anders brings him down. But after 11-yard pickup, move the chains, first and 10, Falcons. They're on 23. Falcons come up to the line of scrimmage. Baker goes under center. Snap back, and it's going to be a fullback pushing forward for 3 or 4 yards there. That was Shuler with the carry. Yeah, it'll be second down and 6 here for Hitchcock County. In a ground and pound up the field here. Bulls trying to get a stop here. Again up the line, I formation, second and 6 Falcons. Baker gets a snap, handoff to Prop. Over their left side, gets a block, cuts at the field. Up to the 34-yard line, that should be enough for another Falcon first down. But a 7-yard scamper there for the tailback for Hitchcock County. And they'll move the chains. First and 10, Falcons at their own 34. Up 24-0 here, opening possession of the third quarter. Baker gets the snap, and it's going to keep it. Tries to cut up the field, and taken down about right at midfield. And a good 6-yard pickup there. And it'll be second down and 4 for Hitchcock County. So second down and 4 here for the Falcons at the 39-yard line. Snap back, toss pitch, Prop. Trying to cut up the field. Get some room. 35, 30, 25. Cuts up field, 20. And down to about the 18-yard line. Nice run here near sideline for Prop. And another big chunk yards there for Hitchcock County. 22 yards in that pickup. Good blocking downfield again by Hitchcock County. They're moving people out and giving Prop some room to run. Spot the 19 of Maywood Hay Center. And it is first and 10 Falcons. High formation. Snap back. And a give to Prop. Get a block at the edge. 15. And dives down to about the 11-yard line. Nice run there by Neben. Picks up about 7 yards on that carry. Good block there by Shuler, the fullback. About the 12-yard line. Erickson with the tackle. Second and 3 here for Hitchcock County. Knocking on the door at the 12 of Maywood Hay Center. Impressive drive that started back at their own 11 all the way down to the 12 of Maywood Hay Center. Baker gets a snap and give to Prop over their left side. The 10 dives down to about the 7 or 8 yard line. That'll be enough for another Falcon first down. So it'll be first and goal. We'll spot at the 8. So first and goal from the 8 for Hitchcock County. And exclusively running the football here on this drive. Just pounding it against this Wolves defensive front. Baker, a little toss pitch there to Prop. Good blocking at the edge. 5 and tackle about the 3. There's a flag in the backfield. And that's from the referee, and that is a holding on Hitchcock County. Second penalty, second holding call of the night on the Falcons. And so it'll go from about the 8 to the 18-yard line. And that's where Hitchcock County will have a first down and goal for Hitchcock County. As Baker brings into play from the sideline. Using a lot of clock here. We're under 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Still 24-0 Hitchcock County on top. Baker goes under center. Snap back. Toss pitch to Prop. Trying to get to the edge. 15 and Rams out of running room. Knocked out of bounds at about the 14. Pick up about 4. And it'll be a second and goal from the 14 for the Falcons. Baker brings in the play from the sideline from Coach Rath. This will be the 11th play of this drive here for Hitchcock County. Baker gets the snap and going to take off and try to run over their left side at the 10. And taken down about the 9. Picks up about 4 or 5 on that carry. And it'll bring up third down and goal for the Falcons. Baker with 43 yards on the ground here tonight. Third and goal from the 9 for the Falcons. Of course, 2 down territory here. The Falcons bring it up to the line of scrimmage. Wolves trying to get a big stop here defensively. Shotgun look. And a man in motion. Snap back. Fake it. Looking downfield. Baker. Quick pass over in the flat. Hoxwell with the catch. Across the pylon. Touchdown. Hitchcock County. So Baker to Hoxwell from 9 yards out. And it makes the score 30-0. Hitchcock County. Ogallala has taken the lead over McCook 12-7 after 3 quarters in that contest. So a touchdown pass to Hoxwell from 9 yards out. And the 2-point conversion coming up for Hitchcock County. Shotgun look. Baker gets a snap. Trying to cut up field. Hit. Dives. Did he get in? Yes. 2-point conversion is good. 32-0, Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center with 6:48 to go in the third quarter. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Back to Hitchcock County High School as the Falcons take the opening drive of the third quarter, 12 plays, 69 yards. They cap it off with a Baker to Hoxwell 9-yard touchdown pass. 2-point conversion is good. They have a 6:48 to go in the third. 32-0, Hitchcock County on top of Maywood Hay Center. Gisker to kick it off. And taking up the 10, return to the 15, the 20, 25, and fighting forward to the 28, 29-yard line. And Maywood Hay Center will start their first possession of the third quarter. Falcons chewed up a lot of clock on that drive down the field and overcome a holding penalty and get a touchdown pass to extend their lead. Anders with a nice return there for the Wolves. First and 10, just short of their 30-yard line. So let's see what the Wolves can do here offensively. Snap back and a give. Trying to do a counter there, but nowhere to go. A loss of 1 on the play. And Glofford leading the charge there. A couple other players, they were all over that. Bros nowhere to go. It'll be 2nd-11 here for Maywood Hay Center. As Schwenk brings in the play from the sideline. Coach Collins. Wolves trot up the line. Second and long. Three-man defensive front, snap back. Toss pitch, Bros trying to get to the edge. Cuts up field, breaks a tackle. 25 or 35 up to the 36, 37-yard line. Nice pickup of about eight there for Bros. Got some room on the edge, able to get to the outside. And it'll bring up a third and a long two here, almost three for Maywood Hay Center. So big third down here for this Wolves offense to keep this drive alive. Don't want to go three and out. Give it right back to Hitchcock County. Shrink goes under center. High formation behind him. Snap back, and it's a give. Bros dives. It's going to be close right at the sticks. And I think he might have enough if I see the official. Yep, he does. Move the chains, first and 10, Maywood Hay Center. So nice job reaching out, getting that first down. Right at midfield will be first and 10, Wolves. Fast moving third quarter, just 5 minutes left to go here. 32-0, Hitchcock County on top. Shrink up to the line. Snap back, do a toss pitch. Bros trying to get to the edge over here. Bottled up, fights forward for a couple yards there. Brought down by Schuler and also Hagen with the tackle. Second and 8 for Maywood Hay Center. Good pursuit there by Hitchcock County's defense. Bros has some quickness if you don't get out in front of him. As Frank brings in the play from the sideline. As they hustle up to the line here, second down and 8 from the Falcon 38-yard line. Frank under center. Snap back and a give to the fullback, and they bet him right there when he is handing off. Is it a fumble? No. Able to hold on to it. Man, the Falcons right in there. Schuler and Hagen, loss of a couple on the play. My goodness, they blew that up tremendously. Erickson had nowhere to go. It'll be third and about 13 for Maywood Hay Center. Well, that play was not going anywhere. Shrink brings in the play. Third and 13 from their own 37-yard line. And a timeout on the field for Maywood Hay Center. We'll take a break. Be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Hitchcock County High School as we have 3:13 remaining in this third quarter play. Our score, Falcons 32, Maywood Hay Center nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Update on the Bison game. McCook just scored. Retakes the lead over Ogallala 14-12 midway through the fourth quarter. Here at Hitchcock County, Maywood Hay Center after the timeout. Third and 13 from their own 38. Strength brings them up to the line. I formation. Snap back. Toss to Bros. Looking to throw it. Over there, right side's got a man there. Incomplete. Good coverage down the field there by Hoxwell. Intended there for Anders. But incomplete. And it will be fourth down. Schwinkle, or Bros, a little slow getting up there. And let's see what Maywood Hay Center does here. Fourth and long. Fourth and 13 from their own 37. probably punt it, but, boy, you never know. As Hubble goes back to receive for Hitchcock County, standing about his 10-yard line. Snap is back. Kick is on the way. Nice punt. And Hubble comes under it and returns it. The 15, the 20, 25, 30. Tiptoes the sideline, 35, 40. And into Maywood Hayes center territory. I think the official's going to say he went out. Let's see. Yeah, at the 36, 37 of Maywood Hayes center. So great return by Hubble. Almost 30 yards on that return. And let's see. They spot it. Yeah, 37 of Maywood Hayes center. 2:56 to go in the third quarter. Hitchcock County 32 and Maywood Hayes center nothing. That was a great punt, but also a great return by Hubble. And the Falcons have it in Wolves territory. Baker brings them up the line. I formation. Snap back and a give. Prop trying to cut to the edge. 35 and down to about the 33. Pick up about four there for Prop. It'll be second and six for the Falcons. Second down and six. 2:35 to go here in the third. 32-0 Falcons. As the Falcons jog up to the line here. Baker goes under center. Snap back. And to give to Schuler. Spun around. Nowhere to go. Maybe a yard, and that's it. Falcons, or the Wolves read it beautifully. Good tackle there, Bros. And also Dibbern with the tackle. And it'll bring up third down and about six for Hitchcock County. Anders also in there with the tackle. Under a minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. 32-yard line is where they spot the football. Third down and about six for the Falcons. Baker gets the snap. Toss pitch to Prop. Couple blockers at the edge. Cuts up field. It gets to the 30. He's going to get the first down, down to the 24-yard line. Now they'll move the chains for Hitchcock County. Again, a good blocking on the edge. Line Prop to move up the field. Spot the 24, first and 10, Hitchcock County. Very methodical, just marching down the field. The old cliche, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but Falcons getting 4 or 5 yards in a cloud of dust here this evening. Under a minute to go here as they will snap the football. Baker under center. Snap back, fake the handoff. Baker in the pocket, winds up, throws it across the middle. Double coverage, incomplete, intended there for Schuler. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. Good coverage there downfield by the secondary of Maywood Hayes Center. Second and 10 from the 25 of Maywood Hayes Center. Baker gets a snap and will reverse there to Neben. And hit, breaks a tackle and dives down to about the 20. Pick up about five. That'll bring up a third down and five, almost six for Hitchcock County. So a third down and a long five here for the Falcons. This will be the final play of this third quarter. As Baker goes under center, I formation. Snap back and a give off to Prop. Trying to get to the outside. He gets there. 15, cuts up field. 14, and still fighting. And push back. Picks up. A good six or seven yards. And now to move the chains for Hitchcock County. So he is running tough tonight. I have him at 190 yards on the ground, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Three quarters in the book as the Falcons lead 32-0 over Maywood Hayes Center. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, they're around the clock. Yep. So that'll do it. We'll be back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
Dignity and respect. It's what you've earned, and it's how we serve. Stop by Carpenter Breland today to schedule your pre-need or monument appointment, and let us help you secure your family's future. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Isn't it drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
The Culbertson Bank is an institution that offers all the conveniences that you expect from a full-service bank. But the Culbertson Bank thinks of itself as a group of your own hometown neighbors and friends, serving all of your banking needs, whether it's a checking or savings account, car, farm, or home loan. You will always find a friendly face and a friendly welcome from everyone at the Culbertson Bank. They are big enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. The Culbertson Bank, serving you since 1886.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Hitchcock County for the fourth and final quarter. Our score, Hitchcock County 32, Maywood Hayes Center nothing. As we flip sides of the field, the Falcons have a first and 10 at the Falcon 13-yard line, or the Wolves 13-yard line. Snap back to Baker, hit, trying to fight forward, doesn't get anywhere, maybe got a yard, and that's it. It'll be second and 9 here for Hitchcock County. They started this drive at their the Wolves' 37-yard line and marched down to the 13-yard line. Second down, about 9, long 9 here. Not much running room there for Baker on that carry. So Wolves crowd the line of scrimmage, I formation. Baker gets the snap and give to Prop over the right side, trying to cut up field. Inside the 10, the 5, he's in, touchdown. Carter Prop, another touchdown run for the young sophomore. Extends the Falcon lead to 38-0. Right at 199 yards on the ground for Prop here this evening. They start the fourth quarter with a touchdown. 38-0, Falcons with the lead over Maywood Hayes Center. Going to line up for the two-point conversion. Snap back and fake it. Throw over here near side. It's up. Did he catch it? Nope, out of bounds. Hawkswell couldn't keep the feet in. Two-point conversion is no good. Hitchcock County scores again and now leads 38-0. We'll take a break, come back at the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Ben is in a sticky situation.
I got so excited for my fresh-baked Runza cinnamon rolls that I forgot to grab a napkin.
Now you got cinnamon roll fingers, and they're so ooey.
And gooey. I can't grab a spoon to dig into my delicious homemade chili.
Maybe you should call for help?
Oh, I'll call my mom. Oh, I've ruined my phone.
Worth it, though. Come get Runza's homemade chili, fresh-baked cinnamon rolls, and a napkin. Today. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook. It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back here at Hitchcock County as the Falcons get another touchdown on the scoreboard as a prop carried it in from 9 yards out. Capping a 7-play, 37-yard drive, 2-point conversion. No good. With 11:19 to go in the game, Hitchcock County 38 and Maywood Hayes Center nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. As Kisker has it teed up at the 30-yard line for the Falcons. And a little squib kick. And is it stay in bounds? Yep, 15, 20. Over to about the 25-yard line. That's where Maywood Hayes Center will start this drive. And because of the point differential, we will have a running clock. Spotted at the 26. Wolves football. And the Falcons might sub in a few guys here. Maybe not quite yet, but here. Want to keep everybody healthy going into the final regular season matchup. A big one next week, hosting Cambridge. First and 10 Wolves at their own 26-yard line. Swink under center. Snap back. And it's a give in the backfield. Bros, but he's met immediately. Kisker brings him down. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10 for the Wolves. Kisker, nice job knifing in from his end position. Making that tackle. Falcons are going to prove to 5-2 on the year for the next matchup against the 4-3 Cambridge Trojans. Haywood Hayes Center will drop to 2-5 and will take on Bertrand next week to end the regular season. Second and 10 for the Wolves at their own 25. Snap back and a give again, hit, and nowhere to go. Boy, they're just swarming to the football. No gain on the play again, and it'll bring up third and 10 for Maywood Hayes Center. Bros again, another tough carry for Maywood Hayes Center. So that clock continues to run. We're just a little over 9 minutes to go in the game. 38-0 Falcons. Shrink brings him up again to the line. Snap back, a little toss pitch. Bro's trying to get the edge bottled up, but fights up field, and Baker brings him down after a 4 or 5 yard pickup. And it'll be fourth down and 5. Just at, right at the 30 yard line is where they put the football. See what Coach Collins elects to do here. It's a tough one. He might try a hard count here, see if he can get the Falcons to jump. Pick up a first down via the penalty. Otherwise, boy, hate to give it over here on downs, but they're going to try to convert it. Here we go. Fourth down and 5 from the 30. High formation behind Schwenk. Snap back. Schwenk in the pocket. Looks downfield, throws it over there, far side, it's up, and incomplete, intercepted. Intercepted, Jace Hoxwell with the interception for Hitchcock County. And they will take over at their 22-yard line. So first turnover of the game goes against the Wolves. And Hitchcock County has it at their own 22-yard line. Leading 38-0 here in this one. So Falcons take over on offense. Looks like a lot of starters out there. They might play a lot of this drive and maybe start subbing in a little bit. First and 10 at the 22. And a flag's flied. They kind of got back, but the official said, no, it got in the neutral zone. It'll be offsides on Maywood Hayes Center. Fifth penalty of the night for 20 yards for Maywood Hayes Center. Spot the 27, first and 5, Falcons. First and 5, Falcons. Bison game should be just about over. Trying to get an update on that one. Again, here's 38-0, Hitchcock County in control. Snap, handoff. Prop up the right side, breaks a tackle, carry tackler, gets all the way up to the 39-yard line. Man, that young man has run hard here tonight. Give him about 15 yards. He is well over the 200-yard mark here tonight, 214 yards on the ground for the sophomore Carter Prop of Hitchcock County. He had one man to beat there, and he would have been off to the races. Spot the 39-yard line, first and 10, Falcons. I formation, snap back, and a give to Crop over here, left side, cuts up field, breaks a tackle, 35, still on his feet, down to the 33, pick up about 6, maybe 7 yards on the carry. Maybe second down and 7 for the, or second down and 3 for the Falcons. Ogallala has the football down by 2, still 14-12 with a minute 30 left. Nearing the end of that one, we've got 6 minutes to go here in this contest. 38-0 Falcons over the Wolves. As Baker brings him up the line. Second down and three. Snap back and give the fullback up the middle. The 30-yard line for Neiman's pushback. A good 4-yard pickup. That'll move the chains for the Falcons. Falcons just want to move. Oh, excuse me. They got it. Yeah. Yep. First and 10. Yeah. They spotted back just a little bit, but it was enough for a first down. So it's about the 31. First and 10 Falcons. Now we're going to get some of the younger players into the lineup. I'll try to get names and numbers as best I can. We've got number 4, that's Isaac Verbis, into the game. He's a sophomore. Also number 3, Noah Kadick. He's a sophomore as well. First and 10 Falcons. Snap back and handoff over here to the left side, breaking a tackle. And fighting forward down to about the 25-yard line goes Verbis. And pick up a 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 for Hitchcock County. Also checking in, that's number 44, Carson Hubble. And number 42, Sam Hare. 4:30 to go on this one. 38-0 Hitchcock County. Baker brings in the play from the sideline. Second down and 5. Ball to 25 of Maywood Hay Center. Snap back. Toss pitch. Trying to get the edge. Gets the corner. 20 at the 15. Still on his feet. Down to about the 12-yard line. Nice running there on the far sideline by number 4, Verbis. And give him about 10 or 11 on that carry. It'll be 1st and 10 Falcons at the 13 of Maywood Hay Center. Trying to punch one more in here before end of this contest. Just grinding away here, moving down the field. And Hawks will end at quarterback now for the Falcons. Snap back, handoff. Left side, fighting down the field inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. There's a flag, however, and it's another hold on Hitchcock County. And it's the final. The Bison hold on to defeat a very tough Ogallala team tonight, 14-12. So congratulations to the Bison. So ball is placed back at the 23 of Maywood Hay Center. And it'll be 1st and 20 for the Falcons. We're under 3:20 to go here in the game. 38-0 Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center. Hawks will bring in the play from the sideline. Can tussle up to the line. Snap back, and it gives the right side. Cut to the edge, 20. At the field, 15, and down to about the 12-yard line. Good 8-9 yards there for Verbis. And it'll be 2nd down and about 10 or 11 here for Hitchcock County. As the Falcons come up to the line of scrimmage. Oxwell under center. Gets a snap. And again, a handoff to Verbis over the right side. Tripped up there. Falls forward about the 11. Picks up 2 or 3 yards. And it'll bring up a 3rd down and 8 for the Falcons. As we're down, going to be under 2 minutes to go here before this ball is snapped. Maywood Hay Center getting some younger guys in as well. Athena Messenger into the lineup. Hoxwell brings them up the line. 3rd down and 8. Snap back, handoff. Verbis, the left side, carries a tackler but pushed back. And he gets down to about the 7, pick up a 4 or 5. And it'll bring up a 4th down and about 5 or 6 here for the Falcons. As it's going to be under a minute to go here in the game before Hitchcock County snaps it. Falcons trying to get their fourth shutout of the season here. Fourth down and five, Hawkswell. Hard count, and did they jump? I think so. Let's see. It is offsides on Maywood Hay Center. Is it going to be enough? It's going to be really darn close. Maybe just a hair short. Yeah, about a half a yard, they say. Officials conferring here. Might have to have a timeout for a measurement here. Yeah, it's really darn close. So good job there by Scott, too. So they're bringing the chains in, and we'll see if the Falcons get a first down via the penalty or not. And just short, about a football length short of picking up the first down. So instead of fourth and about six, it's about fourth and a half a yard for Hitchcock County. So we're under a minute to go here in this contest. Falcons come up the line. Fourth and short from the Wolves' four-yard line. Hawkswell gets a snap. Handoff. Verbus trying to cut the outside and dives. He's in. Touchdown, Hitchcock County. Verbus from 4 yards out. Good speed there. Getting to the edge. And the Falcons score again. And they will line up for the two-point conversion. So 44-0 Falcons. And they'll line up for two. Snap back. And handoff. Verbus dives. Did he get in? Yes. Two-point conversion is good. 46-0 Falcons over the Wolves with 44 seconds to go. We'll take a break. Back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Hitchcock County High School as the Falcons get another touchdown on the scoreboard. As Isaac Verbus with a 4 yard run, 2 point conversion good. And with 44 seconds to go in this one, 46-0 Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center as Kisker will kick it off for the Falcons. Nice high end-over-end kick. Goes in the end zone for a touchback. And Maywood Hay Center will start at their own 15-yard line. So the Wolves will get one final play here, probably, maybe a couple, for the end of this game. As the teams will finish up here. Falcons' impressive win here.
Thank you, and please return to Falcon Field next Thursday night for our final home game.
So, first and 10 from the 15 for Maywood Hay Center. I think Swink, again, still in at quarterback, I believe. Snap and a little toss pitch, trying to get to the outside. And hit and taken down. A short gain of a couple there for Maywood Hay Center. Yeah, it was Bros out there, yeah. Carried the football. Of course, he's just a sophomore, so a lot of young players on both these squads. And we're down to under 10 seconds to go. I don't think they have to snap it, but they might try to get one more play off here. 4-3-2-1. Schwenk is going to not get it. That'll do it. Your final score here tonight, 46-0 Hitchcock County over Maywood Hay Center. Take a break, come back, wrap things up. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
For 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family owned and community focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
The leader in high school sports action across Southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our postgame show here on 103.9 The Hawk as the Falcons get an impressive win here over Maywood Hayes Center tonight, 46-0. Let's take a look at the scoring in the second half. It was 24-0. We started the third quarter. Hitchcock County, a long, time-consuming drive, 12 plays, 69 yards. Capping off with a Baker to Hoxwell, 9-yard pass, 2-point conversion, made it 32-0. Late in the third quarter, Prop added a 9-yard run, capping a 7-play, 37-yard drive, 38-0. In the fourth quarter, Verbis with an impressive 4-yard run, 46-0 after the missed 2-point conversion. Both teams had short possessions after, as we had the running clock, and that's where we end the game, 46-0, Hitchcock County over Maywood Hayes Center. Impressive showing on the ground. Carter Prop leading the way with 221 yards on the ground and three scores for Hitchcock County. They dominated the time of possession as well. Impressive performance by Coach Rath and his squad. They improved to 5-2 on the year. Get ready for a big matchup next week against Cambridge here at Hitchcock County High School. For the Wolves, back to the drawing board one final time as they host Bertrand next Friday night. They fall to 2-5 on the year. They play hard, but just couldn't get anything going against a tough Falcon defense here this evening. Again, the final score, Falcons 46 and the Wolves nothing. Again, the Bison winner, nail biter against a tough Ogallala team tonight, 14-12, as the Bison get a win, bounce back after their tough loss to Hastings last week. Reminder, our game of the week next week on the Hawk will be an afternoon matchup at about 3 o'clock. SEM taking on Southwest up at Sumner Eddyville Miller. Pre-game at 2:40, kickoff at 3 right here on the Hawk again next Friday afternoon. Richard, we're making a long road trip out to Scotts Bluff as the Bearcats take on the Bison. Should be a good one next Friday night over on KICX. Big thank you again one final time to our great sponsors of high school football, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Culbertson Bank, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football here on the Hawk. Reminder, we've got Coach's Coffee Club tomorrow morning, live and direct from Ember's Bakery, 8 a.m. over on KICX. We talk about all the college and high school athletics. A lot of things going on. Postseason play, good luck to the Lady Bison softball team. Trying to win 2 out of 3 in the districts. Tomorrow we'll have the game for you on KICX, McCook and Scotts Bluff. Pre-game at 1:45, first pitch at 2 o'clock. Sam Noll with a call of that one. over on our sister station, KFNF. I'll be heading down to Quinter, Kansas for some Decatur Community Red Devil Volleyball. They have a tournament down there. And I got three games in pool play. If they win enough, they'll be in the third or fourth or first and second place match. That's over on KFNF tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. And, again, Bison cross-country districts for everybody, I should say, next week. Good luck to all the runners next week. And also tennis, state tennis is going on next week. Good luck to Coach Weimers and the Wilcook Bison tennis team. Fall season winding down. We've got one regular season game for our eight-man teams next week. It's hard to believe, and there'll be postseason play the following week. Our 11-man and six-man teams have one more week of regular season action. Again, the final score here tonight, Hitchcock County rolls over Maywood Hay Center tonight. Final score, 46-0. Falcons with the win over Maywood Hay Center. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Appreciate everybody listening in to our broadcast. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to High School Football. I'm Mark Searcy. Have a great night. So long from Trenton on 103.9 The Hawk.